So when Satan shows up with something to afflict me in any way, be it spiritual, be it mental, be it physical, or any way, when he shows up with something to afflict me, to bring altercation against me, to demise me, to put me down or bring affliction on me in any way, I said, that's not in the covenant. You remember, you used to be my master. Remember, you used to be my master, I used to be your slave. But Jesus made me your master. Now take your little stuff and hit the road, Jack. Huh? Take your little stuff and hit the road with it. I don't want you or yourself. Because I've been redeemed. And just in case, I think you have the slightest chance you can't read it. I'm going to read it to you. And I'm not going to be like that man was selling the Bible. I'm going to be much more clear. I'm not going to say, Bible. No, I'm saying, I'm not going to be reading like that. I'm going to say, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And you're the curse, and I'm the blessed. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And what God has blessed, you can't curse. Did you get it? Congregation, are you hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying to you this morning? I said, what God has blessed, you can't curse. Look at God's mind. Yeah. It's all right, we go, it's okay, we read a little from the Bible. After all, that's what we're preaching out of, isn't it? look what God said about those he blessed. The book of Psalm, 68, 68:19, can y'all put that up? No, I'm going to read it from the Bible. I got my Bible right here. You know, when we first started this ministry, you told me that we'll be doing stuff like this. I said, you crazy? Anyway, I'm going to leave it right there. I couldn't even think that far. That was way beyond my thinking. I was just glad to have a Bible to read out of. But look what Psalm 68:19 says. What does it say? Blessed be who?
Lord.
Blessed be who?
Lord.
Who what?
Daily.
Loads us with problem and sorrow and pain and suffering. What kind of benefit? All right. Let's go to Psalm 103 so we can see what kind of benefit. Psalm 103 is right there in the same book. How often does he do this?
Daily.
Psalm 103. If you get there before I do, I shout, wait up, Pastor. I'm coming. I'm here now. Oh, they got there. No, there they come. I beat them. Listen to this. Bless the Lord. Who?
All my
soul.
Who? All my soul.
And how much?
All.
And all that is within me. How much inside of you?
All.
How much you give all your praise to Jesus this morning?
All.
Or you're willing to lift your hand and say, I bless you, Lord, with everything in me. I bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his worthless name. Oh, his holy name. His what? His holy name. Go to the next one. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And so don't forget or forget not all his benefit. And don't forget his benefits. Keep going. Who forgives? Who forgives? Oh, well, he'll forgive half of your sin. The rest of them I have to wrestle with them. I have to wrestle with a few of them, you know. I got to carry them around, and you know, because somebody might say something. I got to be ready to get back even with them. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals. And then you got some unbelieving believer get up before people and say, God don't heal today. Who you don't believe what they say or what you're reading here? All right, y'all got me on the road now. I'm just going to follow the Holy Spirit. Now look what he says. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who doth what? Crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He forgiveth. Now watch this. See, for those who wants to argue about that's an old covenant. I want to show you something about God. He had to deal with us because we the problem. Give me Malachi 3:6. I'll show you something about God. So when people start telling what God won't do, if God said something, he never changed. I'm going to say it again. Malachi 3:6 says what? Read it. For I am the Lord. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, I'm going to say it like it is today. You sons of God, you ain't got no business being sick.